Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk. The reason why I want to talk Dharma Talk today is because I wish people's life would be brightened and fulfilled with love. How this could be happened? Well, let's say each one of us, one existence is. If we example the universe is as a human body, one human body, each one of our existence is like a one cell. Well, make it more easier to understand, to imagine. Let's say you are one of the internal organ, for example, like a stomach. When you say, oh, the stomach is feeling good today, it doesn't mean stomach is good. It means that you feeling your whole body in a good condition, and that makes you feel that the stomach is good. It's because stomach itself is not for the stomach itself, of course. Stomach is for whole body, life energy. Function of the stomach is not for the stomach, it's for the life energy, the whole body. And if the stomach is working well for the whole body, it means the stomach is good. But what about us? If you think that whole body, I mean the world, is for yourself, it is big misunderstanding. However, so many people are imprinted that the world is for themselves. That's why it is very common that people think mainly what is good for me. And that's the most interested point, not what is best for the world. But actually it's opposite, because it is just like stomach thinks that whole body is for the stomach, and that is an unhealthy, unnatural way of thinking, and that's why so many people are not healthy mentally and physically. People lost recognition of the organic relations of the nature or the universe. People lost that feeling of the all nature, including themselves, are connected to each other. But there, the view of the world is very physical, mechanical, and each part are individuals are separated, and individuals should gain the most from the whole. And this is really unhealthy view of the world, a view of the life. As if stomach is working the most good way for the whole body. Whole body is healthy, and as a result, stomach is healthy. If each one of us are focusing to work the best of the, for the world, and as a result, each one of us are healthy, then how we be able to recognize these misunderstandings in our heart? We need to realize that the field exists. A field is the world and all the space that the one will recognize. But not only the world and space, it's the energy of the all karmic relations, of the organic relations, energy of the organic relation that is the field. That's what they recognize the world. We recognize the world not only by the other sight, but at the same time, we recognize the world as energy. We just don't see without our physical eyes, but actually we are feeling it subconsciously or consciously. So many people lost to recognize the energy of the field, of the all organic relations of the nature with other people, with the whole world, etc. It is because of recognizing the world as a physical, mechanical matters. Usually people only recognize the world and does not recognize organic key energy relations, which is we call it the field. However, purpose of our living as a human being, purpose, the reason why we are born as a human being, is to transform the field to the great love of, or the light of the great spirit of the universe. I will say one more time, the purpose of our life is to transform the field, the energy of the what we recognize the world, is transform this energy to the great love and the light, etc., of great speed of the universe. This is the purpose of our life, and this is all our human being received as a mission to live in this planet, because this is a basic and best way to transform the whole universe and whole world. Then how to do it? We need to cut off the imprint that the world is for me, for us. We need to shift this subconsciousness. We need to disappear this subconsciousness. We need to erase it. We need to shift from that to our existences for the whole world, whole universe. And repeatedly transform the energy of the field with the mantra chanting and prayers, because each one of us has a potential to transform this field to the great love and light of Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe. And this is the key to make our life the most bright and most with happiness, because this is about doing the best for the world and the universe. Thank you.